Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
President-elect Trump continues building out his administration, yesterday announcing Tulsi Gabbard as Director of National Intelligence. And he says he will nominate GOP Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida to serve as his attorney general. Joining us is Jody Schneider, the political reporter for Bloomberg Radio and TV. Jody, what is the reaction generally on both sides of the aisle about the Gaetz nomination, which I think maybe took a lot of people by surprise?
Yeah, surprise is one word. Shock might be another word. For attorney general, I don't think anybody in a betting pool would have had Matt Gaetz. This is somebody who obviously is very loyal to President-elect Trump, but he had a very checkered career in the U.S. House, and there's an investigation into him that's ongoing. So I don't think anyone would have had him as their pick. There is a question as to whether he will be able to be confirmed in this is a cabinet position, so he would need to be confirmed by the U.S. Senate, and even with a majority, it looks like it's 53-47 Republican majority that will be coming in January in the Senate, it will still be hard for him to get that confirmation, given that he's been plagued by scandals and has denied allegations in these scandals, but there is still this House Ethics Panel, and a report could be coming out at any time, could be leaked at any time from that investigation.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Where are we in that investigation, as far as you know, Jody? And does anything about that investigation change? Does it go as planned?
Well, yeah. So the investigation, first of all, the Justice Department had an investigation that former Representative Gaetz had a sexual relationship with a 17-year-old girl in exchange for money. He has denied these allegations and notified that he wouldn't face charges by the Justice Department last year, the very Justice Department that President-elect announced yesterday that he was nominating him for. Gaetz was also targeted by this House Ethics Panel. We don't know, exactly when they would release a report, but it has been ongoing. And the questions, of course, are, does it come out sooner? Does it come out later? Is it leaked? There's a lot of people who, of course, would like to see it leaked. And, some of them may be in a position to leak it.
As you mentioned, it needs Senate approval, and the GOP does have the Senate majority now, although Susan Collins has come out and said that she doesn't think this is a great pick. But on the other hand, you've got Tommy Tuberville kind of threatening fellow senators if they don't approve Gaetz.
Yeah, I mean, any one person in the Senate is pretty powerful. This is different than the House, which really goes by majority rules. If the majority wants something in the House of Representatives, it's hard to fight against it. Not so much in the Senate. People view themselves as, it's a place where there's 100 different viewpoints. And Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski, even more significantly, said that not as far as I'm concerned in terms of whether he was a serious candidate. Gates. So you've got to think there's two votes right there. And a number of other people, when asked about it, you know, kind of demurred yesterday when reporters were asking them. So the issue here is this is somebody so outside what one would consider as qualified for this kind of position that it really does, you know, almost raise the question of whether the Senate would be rubber stamping appointments. And the Senate doesn't like to be seen that way. They like to be seen as a body that, you know, is still a check and balance on the other branches.
What about Tulsi Gabbard as Director of National Intelligence? What's the reaction to that on the surprise scale? With Gates, I would imagine a little bit higher on the shock scale.
Yeah, I think so. Tulsi Gabbard obviously is not one that people, again, I don't think anybody necessarily had her in the betting pool for that post. But she, you know, is somebody who has experience, has military experience, was in, she was a Democrat, of course, before she changed. She's a Ukraine aid skeptic, and again, very loyal to the president-elect. So this is not one, again, where people would necessarily have thought her unqualified or certainly among the more qualified to have this position, but it is not in the same category, I guess, of shock as the Matt Gaetz one. And then again, there's also Pete Hegseth, who is a combat veteran and Fox News host, who was named a Secretary of Defense. A lot of chatter among defense folks about that choice as well. But it again shows that the president-elect is, you know, loyalty is one of the main ingredients for him to nominate people.
He did say he would appoint loyalists, and that does seem to be the case. Is there an over-under, do you think, on how does Tulsi Gabbard need Senate approval, and does Pete Hegseth need Senate approval as well?
They both do. Yeah, those positions do. And questions there, you know, some are speculating. Of course, Washington is a town where people speculate a lot. And certainly in times like this, that perhaps the Gates nomination, you know, will go down. And then that will make the Senate more likely to confirm Tulsi Gabbard and the defense nominee. But, you know, that's all just kind of speculation at this point.
Jody Schneider, political reporter for Bloomberg TV and Radio. Thank you very much for the time today.
Thank you. Bye.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.